Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you part of the sandwich generation? It's middle-aged people, adults, who are at home caring for their parents and their own kids as well at the same time. And look, imagine older generations with older people living longer, people now staying in the family home a lot later in life as well. I want to know, does this sound like your experience? 1800 453 106, that's the number. Alana Kirk, the midlife coach, is with us on the line today. Because Alana, you talk a lot about, you know, people going through this, but are you part of the sandwich generation yourself?
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. Well, I'm actually in phase two. I had a very intense sandwich generation period about 10 years ago when my mum was at the birth of my third baby and all was great. And about 3 days later, she was reading my other two girls a story and came out of the bedroom and had a massive stroke and would spend the next 5.5 years needing 24-hour care. She was brain damaged and paralyzed. And so I literally for the first year would spoon feed my baby and my mother. Now my dad was caring for her full time at home up in Belfast, and I would go up every weekend. So for, you know, that 5 years, it was a really intense period. I had three
children. It's very difficult, Alana.
Two and a baby and a mother. And then for the next few years, my mum passed away about 5 years ago. And then now my dad is ill now. And so after this call, I'm literally jumping in the car and driving up to Belfast. So I think the sandwich generation is happening, and it can happen in waves. And it's happening more often because, as you said there, you know, women are giving birth later, our parents are living older, and we can be in the sandwich care years. I mean, I'm laughing, I'm 54 and my youngest will finish school in 5 years. That's still that baby that was there when mum was at her birth. And you know, I kind of said, nobody come near me for a year. I want a carefree year.
Yeah. And you deserve it.
Say again.
I said you deserve it.
Yeah, well, at that point, I will have had 25 years of care. Now, listen, that's fine. I absolutely love my mum and was very happy to do it, and I love my children. But it's really hard for a lot of women because you are juggling careers, family, life, and, you know, often in the mid of parent care and child care, you can really forget about self-care.
I imagine that is, you know, that's probably the big thing, is it, Alana? And that can be quite difficult too, I think, depending on your own stage in life.
Yeah, it really is. And I remember thinking to myself, I miss my mum. My mum's still alive. And I know a lot of people go through this with parents, maybe with dementia, a stroke or Alzheimer's. Your parent is still alive and you have to learn how to love them and care for them, but you're not being parented by them anymore. And so that's, and I had to learn to parent myself. And often when I'm coaching women now who are in this space, I will say, and it's not about your own actually specific mother or father, but how do you need to parent yourself today? Like, what would you be saying to yourself if you were parenting yourself? Because we are far better looking after others than we are looking after ourselves. And, you know, the old adage is to put the oxygen mask on first. But I just say it differently. You know, you can give from a place of strength or you can give from a place of drain. At some point, when you keep giving from a place of drain, you're not going to give as well. Mm. You have to nurture yourself. You've also got to understand the life you're in. I mean, I couldn't. There were certain things I had to look after my kids and I had to look after my mum. So I had to drop other things. I had to be less perfectionist about the house. I had to be less, oh goodness, everything has to be organic and homemade.
Done is better than perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You have to drop some pressure valves somewhere. It should never, ever be you. Because I did. I became very ill. And then you're no use to anyone.
Professor Roseanne Kenny is with us too, Alana. Roseanne is from TILDA, the Irish Study on Ageing, but she heads up the ageing research at Trinity College in Dublin. This is something you've been looking into, Roseanne.
Yes, thank you. And I think Alana has very eloquently described the experience and very eloquently described what it feels like to be in the sandwich generation. Just to recoup a little bit, what that means is you're sandwiched between caring for generally an older parent, but an older person one way or another, and also a younger generation, and you're in the middle. And it almost invariably, not exclusively, affects women. And the most recent research on this has shown that, you know, wonderful that we're living for longer, but because of our commitments to caring now, to caring for those who are living longer, chronic diseases, chronic conditions are more common in those who are doing caring, particularly caring in the sandwich.
Roseanne, I'm just going to cut across you there just for a quick moment because I just want to reconnect with you. So stay with me. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Alana, I know you've been kind of going through this on and off for the past 25 years, but I suppose at various stages, some of your own friend group, colleagues, they too are probably in this phase as well.
And I was really able to help a lot because I think I was one of the first going through it with my mum. And it was such a shocking experience. I mean, I literally was still in hospital. I had to be taken out of one hospital and brought to the other in a wheelchair because I'd had a C-section and my mum was there in emergency. And what I have written and talked a lot about and what we've done with my dad, which is great because now that he's ill, we have had so many positive conversations about what do you want? How do you, you know, my advice would be have the conversations before your parents need help. And simple things like, look, would it be easy if we set up a weekly shop for you? What kind of extra helps do you need? So that when the caring starts to happen, it's not a massive decision. It's just an ongoing increase of support. But also, and this is really important, because I wrote my first book, The Sandwiches, and I went to my dad and I said, what did we do wrong? Because my brother and I really got involved and supported him looking after mum. And he said, the one thing, you mean you're all great, but the one thing you did was sometimes you took over. You decided what was right and what was best. And, you know, I was the one living at home. And I think I see that a lot with people. We just want everything sorted and fixed. And could your parents just do what you want them to do? Could your children just do what you want them to do? And could everyone just do what they're supposed to do so that you can get back to living your life? And actually, it's you have to just have conversations. But I also think, and I work with sort of women in this space, you've got to try and delegate and spread out the workload and help people take responsibility for themselves too.
Roseanne is back with us, Alana. Like, are we preparing in terms of resources and services that we have? Are we actually preparing for this, Roseanne, now that we know we have research, we figures, we know how many people are living, as Alana is, in this sort of sandwich generation?
So there are two components to this. First of all, caring can actually be a pleasurable experience, particularly caring for younger generations. And that's been shown in the Tilda study. It's when you feel under stress and pressure, just as Alana described, after this she has to hop into the car and make it up to Belfast, despite the fact that she's a young family on a Friday who I'm sure she has to allocate caring for as an alternative. So that puts people under pressure, and it's that stress and pressure which makes a big impact on physical health. Now, one of the ways that we've shown that is attenuated is by having formal care to support the carer, sufficient formal care, so that the caring isn't obligatory in terms of tasks, but you have more opportunities to enjoy the caring experience. Unfortunately, the vast, vast majority, over 85% of caring in Ireland, particularly for older persons, is done informally by persons like Alana, who aren't employed to deliver it. And if we could somehow get that balance right, once the balance is right, you know, the caring experience can be a good experience. It's not all bad, but it is important to get that balance right. But for people, you know, who, and I know Alana's gone through this a little bit, who are carers, who are feeling these pressures, I think don't be afraid to reach out and let others know. You need a break. You need an escape valve. You need to get out of the house. You need to have some time to yourself. And others may well be prepared to help you, including organisations. That's the first thing. And secondly, it is terribly important to be aware that the data now shows that if you're a carer and under pressure from caring, it will affect your physical health as you get older. That's not doing our society any good. The so-called costs we're concerned about any good.
Just to give people, Alana, you know, just that message of hope and encouragement for those listening today that are at home and in this same situation as you've been, what do you say to them?
Yeah, and I love what you said there, Dan, in terms of it, obviously there's a hope, there is a pleasure beside you. But however, I do have friends who are going through it and they may have a difficult relationship with a parent, and that makes it even harder. But there is a pleasurable side. You know, one of the, when I look back at the care that we gave mum, I'm really, really proud of that. And, you know, it is about role modelling, support and love and families. I think the key is, just remember that you shouldn't be doing this alone, and have conversations, be open about it, and recognise that if this is what's going on, you have to see the pressure somewhere else. My kids aren't, the minor teenagers now, and yeah, I am able to say, sort your lives out, girls. I'm heading up to Belfast. Make yourself dinner. And you have to delegate and get rid. And then you actually get to enjoy the time with them. So I've literally been doing a journal this morning, and my note to myself was, just make sure when, because I'm going up to pick my dad up and bring him back down here. And it is just enjoy the time with him too.
Yeah.
Because it's really important. I have 1,000 things to do. I have a list and I've lists and I've lists. And I've also want to actually sit and enjoy and
enjoy
have a
it. Well, look, do that. And Lana Kirk, thanks a million for joining us. The midlife coach, Professor Roseanne Kenny as well from Tilda. Thanks for your time here on Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.